They dislike and despise libertarians, therefore the same applies to all strict constitutionalists. They endorse attacks on civil liberties, such as those found in the Patriot Act, as being necessary. They unconditionally support Israel and have a close alliance with the Likud party. Various organizations and publications over the past 30 years have played a significant role in the rise to power of the neoconservatives. It took plenty of money and commitment to produce the intellectual arguments needed to convince the many participants in the movement of its respectability. It's no secret, especially after the rash of research and articles written about the neocons since our invasion of Iraq, how they gained influence and what organizations were used to promote their cause. Although for decades they agitated for their beliefs through publications like the National Review, the Weekly Standard, the Public Interest, the Wall Street Journal, Commentary, and the New York Post, their views only gained momentum in the 1990s following the first Persian Gulf War, which still has not ended, even with the removal of Saddam Hussein. They became convinced that a much more militant approach to resolving all conflicts of the Middle East was an absolute necessity, and they were determined to implement that policy. In addition to publications, multiple think tanks and projects were created to promote their agenda. A product of the Bradley Foundation, the American Enterprise Institute, led the neocon charge. But the real push for war came from the Project for a New American Century, another organization helped by the Bradley Foundation. This occurred in 1998 and was chaired by Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol. They urged early on for war against Iraq, but were disappointed with the Clinton administration, which never followed through with its periodic bombings. Obviously, those bombings were motivated more by Clinton's personal and political problems than a belief in the neocon agenda. The election of 2000 changed all that. The Defense Policy Board, chaired by Richard Perle, played no small role in coordinating the various projects and think tanks, all determined to take us to war against Iraq. It wasn't too long before the dream of empire was brought closer to reality by the election of 2000, with Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld playing key roles in this accomplishment. The plan to promote an American greatness, imperialistic foreign policy, was now a distinct possibility. Iraq offered a great opportunity to prove their long-held theories. This opportunity was a consequence of the 9/11 disaster. The money and views of Rupert Murdoch also played a key role in promoting the neocon views, as well as rallying support by the general population through his News Corporation, which owns Fox News Network, the New York Post, and Weekly Standard. This powerful and influential media empire did more to galvanize public support for the Iraqi invasion than one might imagine. This facilitated the Rumsfeld-Cheney policy as their plans to attack Iraq. It would have been difficult for the neocons to use their foreign policy for restraints of Colin Powell's State Department without the successful agitation of the Rupert Murdoch empire. Max Boot was satisfied as he explained, quote, "Neoconservatives believe in using American might to promote American ideals abroad," close quote. This attitude is a far cry from the advice of the founders, who advocated no entangling alliances and neutrality as the proper goal of American foreign policy. Let there be no doubt, those in the neocon camp had been anxious to go to war against Iraq for a decade. They justified the use of force to accomplish their goals, even if it required preemptive war. If anyone doubts this assertion, they need only read of their strategy in A Clean Break, a new strategy for securing the realm. Although they felt morally justified in changing the government in Iraq, they knew that public support was important and justification had to be given to pursue the war. Of course, a threat to us had to exist before the people and the Congress would go along with war. The majority of Americans became convinced of this threat, which in actuality never really existed. Now we have the ongoing debate over the location of weapons of mass destruction. Where was the danger? Was all this killing and spending necessary? How long will this nation building and dying go on? When will we become more concerned about the needs of our own citizens?
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
C-SPAN refused this office and other offices' request to sell to anyone the Ron Paul neocon speech. He got mean calls from neocons, threats. Those have all, of course, subsided because he was just using their own quotes. And he gave this speech, what, 3 years ago, just a few months into the Iraq War, and it rings even more true today. Coming up, there's only about 20 minutes of it left. We'll have time in the last 30 minutes to air that. But until the bottom of the hour, we are honored to be joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He, of course, was one of the editors at the Wall Street Journal, credited with being the father of Reaganomics. He was also number two and the main policy head, the economist, I guess you could call it, or the head guy at the Department of Treasury. And he's also a nationally syndicated columnist for Creator Syndicate. And he's gone public on government-sponsored terror, on just basically everything, on the police state, on the end of the republic. And he's written some great new articles. The future has caught up with us, and he goes into how we're, and he has bibliographic links to everything in here, how we're turning into basically Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. And another great article about the world's eyes, we have become America with a K. But I was talking to him, and I said, what do you want to talk about? And he said, well, first I want to talk about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Well, that's good, because we spent the entire first hour basically going over the fraud of this. Number one, he was tortured. That's admitted. You can't trust anybody that tortures. Number two, he couldn't possibly have carried out all these things he was supposed to carry out. Number three, we've been lied to by the neocons over and over again, and they've planted evidence, claimed WMDs, created fake documents. We have the White House memo. I mean, obviously, but I want to hear what points he has to say. I'm just recapping that there are literally hundreds of these. The big one, though, is the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the detonators, New York Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, CBS Nightly News. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. We've got links in the article Paul wrote this morning about it with the mainstream news articles that the FBI ran that op, okay? Just like the Clinton boys ran, and now the deputy director's gone public, Danny Colson, saying, yeah, government's involved, there's a cover-up. That was on BBC last week. This stuff's unraveling. So it's basically like saying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed killed Kennedy, Lincoln, assassinated Santa Claus. He's the guy that blew up the Lusitania, the Maine. I mean, this is ridiculous. To give us his take on it is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doctor, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, hey, Alex, I wasn't going to give you my take. I was going to ask you for yours, but you just gave it to me.
Okay, well, I mentioned during the break. Okay, then we were just coming in. I said, you said, well, what about this Khalid thing?
Well, I was wondering, you know, how, because of the position you've taken on the 9/11, when you have an allegedly high Al-Qaeda guy confessing, what you made of it. When I saw the news, I came to the same conclusion you did. I mean, he's obviously been tortured for a number of years, and if you're being tortured and you figure you're done for anyhow, you might as well get some PR out of it. So I figure if they were going to kill me regardless, I would say I'd done all this too, so I could go down in history as some kind of super martyr or hero or the other side.
Well, it's pretty ridiculous, and I think they screwed up because they put in so many things that he clearly, in fact, the Associated Press says, strangely, that there'd never been any connection to Al-Qaeda or that Al-Qaeda was even involved in terror in 1993, but now we know he ran the whole thing. I know all about that case, and it was FBI from start to finish, Bill Clinton, but you cannot, I mean, to claim Al-Qaeda was involved, this is, they really think the public's stupid.
Well, the public has fallen for most of their lies. What struck me about it, too, I think is something you also mentioned, is that there's so many things that he is said to have done, and it almost seems that that's excessive. I mean, there's only so many hours in a year, and for him to have planned and done all of these things, it did seem to be, like, too many admissions, too many charges.
29 attacks and hundreds of others planned. And I went and looked up some timelines last night and this morning. I'm doing a piece on this or contributing to one, trying to. And you don't even hear about this guy until 1996. So I think they really screwed up bringing him into masterminding huge events where he wasn't even, you know, basically existing.
But, you know, Alex, but a lot of people are going to believe them, and it makes me feel like it's a setback to the 9/11 truth movement because they now have somebody who's confessed, and many people won't know about the torture or they'll discount it. So I think, in a way, it may be the way they've decided to answer David Ray Griffin and others, and including the emphasis that your program puts on it. But I don't know anything else about it. Well, you know, the thing is, too, it strikes me, if he actually did plan all this stuff, the building still blew up. And so how do you, that's the mystery. How did he manage to have the buildings wired so they would blow up? So,
well, here's a question.
Somebody
I've got.
Blew the buildings up.
I mean, I agree with you. How did he make NORAD stand down? How did he run CIA drills at the exact same targets, exact same time, being attacked? How did he mass 44,000 and a bunch of British troops as well, 44,000 U.S. and 18-something thousand British troops, and have the launch orders to attack Afghanistan the day before? How did he get General Mahmoud Ahmed to wire $100,000 to Muhammad Atta? How did he get Muhammad Atta to train at the Defense Language School and to have the dean of the school go public and say the government was behind it? I mean, this guy's got power that I only thought Jesus had.
Well, we thought Captain Marvel, Captain America, or Captain Marvel, whichever his name was, dead, but apparently he's still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
His name is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Well, okay, that's all. I just wanted to know your take on it because I couldn't listen to you earlier. I was in the dentist chair.
Well, I would be honored if you even took my opinion as worth anything, but, I mean, no. I mean that's what – listen, they've had him for over 4 years – and they're not going to have real trials. I mean, these are secret trials, and they even redacted what...
Well, we don't even know that he said any of that.
Exactly.
These are not open court, and they can produce any kind of transcript they want, just like Stalin's guys produced in the Purge trials. They produced whatever kind of transcript Stalin wanted. So.
Well, that's the point I wanted to ask you about. And that's a really good point I hadn't thought about. They could just totally even fake this. It doesn't even matter.
That's right. It could be a total fake.
Well, remember what they did with the American they grabbed and then finally convicted on other charges. And then at the conviction, they brought in statements about 9/11 when that wasn't even what Padilla was convicted for. And then it came out that they had tortured the guy until he was basically a mental patient.
Yeah, they can give you all kinds of mind-altering drugs. And you see, my opinion, my position on this has always been, if they actually know enough about these guys to know that they're terrorists and done these things, then they have enough evidence to bring into open court. The only reason they need secret courts and secret trials and secret evidence is because they don't have any evidence. And so they have to pretend they have it and claim they have it, and they do that in proceedings that are not open. So it's obviously no need for secret trials and secret evidence if you actually have evidence on something.
Well, Americans knew back during Vietnam, after an airman had been gone for 4 years or 5 years, they show up with their eyes all sunk in, with their head shaved, lying about the U.S. war and you know, putting out propaganda to know that was bull. I mean, you cannot listen to anything that a witness says who's been held secretly for 4 years when they admit they're torturing people. I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Right. I agree. It's a no-brainer. So I think, in a way, the Military Tribunals Act undercuts any of the transcripts or testimony or claims the tribunals can make because they're secret, they're based on secret evidence, and they're not in open court. So there's no reason to believe anything they say. So,
now, I mean, let me just put it on record. If you get grabbed or I get grabbed, which national talk show hosts have named me and said I should be arrested, and they've named many others, if we disappear into some black hole, folks, if I come out 2 years later and start saying I'm an Al-Qaeda person, please, that's not true.
Right.
I mean, I don't think I could hold up to 4 years of torture. Could you, Dr. Roberts?
Oh, who could? Nobody could. Nobody ever has that I know of.
The only people that escape it, they torture them so bad they die, but they're pretty good now at keeping you alive. They got that deal where they stop your heart, but you're conscious. And they get up on TV and brag about it.
You know, when they come for you, you just have to take out as many of them as you can and just die right there. That's, you know, remember old Gordon Liddy used to say a long time ago, shoot for the head, the bastards wear body armor.
Boy, they got mad at him about that, didn't they?
Oh, they did, I'm sure. I don't know where he stands on all these issues because he's not on the radio around here anymore. But that was his solution. When they come for you, take as many as you can, shoot for the head because the bastards wear body armor. He used to say that all the time.
Well, here's the good news. At least I'm getting this. A lot of people in government now know what's going on, and I do see a lot of people awake, but then you got that segment that'll believe anything they're told.
Yeah, they'll believe anything they're told, and the media will love this story. This is exciting, and they'll spin it for them. But anyhow, let's get on to the other topics. You're way out of my expertise on this.
Well, we're about to break. We just got one more short segment. I was just glad to see you wrote an article about the Brave New World, and basically how that's coming true.
Well, that's right. It's the three famous dystopias, Huxley's, Orwell's, and Franz Kafka's novel Trial. They have predicted our future as much as 75 years ago.
I've read all three of those novels, as well as We by the Russian novelist, and it is scary. Huxley said that that was the actual plan. That's why he wrote it. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us, sir.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. Time's just flying past. Maybe I'll twist his arm and stay 5 minutes in the next segment before we finish the Ron Paul speech. A new story, The Future Has Caught Up With Us, he wrote a few days ago. It's excellent. There's like 50 links in this thing documenting every statement he makes. The Future Has Caught Up With Us. This is a pretty dystopic little treatise you put together. Give us your take on it.
Well, I looked at the three anti-utopian novels, the dystopias. Kafka's The Trial, George Orwell's 1984, and Huxley's Brave New World. And if you look at those three, you have a portrait of present-day United States. Of them, I think the most scary is Franz Kafka's novel, because at least in 1984, the person knows he committed a thought crime. He was guilty of a thought crime. But in Kafka's novel, in Joseph K., no reasons are ever given for why he's arrested. And the crime that he's tried for is unspecified. It's never said what it was. And he's then executed. So there you have a model for the Military Tribunals Act that the Bush regime got the Republicans to pass, because that act permits people to be executed on the basis of hearsay, or on the basis of secret evidence unknown to the defendant, and on the basis of confession extracted by torture.
And they admit that. I mean, even the Nazis didn't put it down on paper. Why do you think Gonzalez and these guys are so arrogant? I mean, why do they have the most aplomb or hubris or chutzpah that I've ever seen? And I mean, I've studied quite a bit of history. I've never seen such arrogance.
No, I haven't either, and I don't know what the explanation for it is. It's like they never expect to be held accountable, and that means it's like they expect to always be in power. So I don't know what it means. It's sort of.
Let's not glaze over what you just said. You just hit the nail right through the board. They are doing everything by the book to set up a total dictatorship and acting just like it.
I think they would like to have that. I don't know that they can achieve that. I think there's too much. That's kind of like this sheik being responsible for everything that's happened in the last 20 years. I think it's too big of a task, but I could be wrong. I mean, I have no way of knowing, but I agree that that's something they would like. They would like to have total power, on total unaccountable power for the rest of their lives, yeah.
Well, I mean, Hitler had total power, and in limited circles they said he had, you know, power, but he even wasn't this arrogant. I just can't believe that they are. The economy, Dr. Roberts, where do you see that going with these mortgage, these subprime lenders in so much trouble? What do you see happening with the dollar being inflated?
Well, I think the mortgage thing will be contained. It'll hurt a lot of individuals, but I don't think it'll destroy the economy. The dollar would have already been replaced as the reserve currency if there was a clear enough alternative. And don't know how much worse the dollar has to get before people are ready to take something else.
Well, I agree, but aren't we seeing, instead of the euro or something else rising as the clear, you know, backed up currency for the petrodollar, you know, for the conversion, instead we're seeing this basket. We're seeing this move into a spectrum of currencies and other assets. I mean, China's announced they're going to dump, 30% of their trillion?
Well, I don't know if they actually made that kind of announcement. They did say that they were going to manage it differently so that they could make more money. And that probably does have some.
I think the Financial Times said that they were going to take $300 billion or something and invest it in other things. But
yeah, well, that over time, I suspect, $300 billion all at once would have a... it would be a devastating blow to...
Well, do you see a kind of creeping towards the door? Like, everybody doesn't want to be left holding the bag, but they know if they rush, it'll totally tank the dollar, and so they want kind of a gradual decline, or do you see the dollar resurging? What do you...
Well, I think what it is they don't know where to put it, where to take it. It's not that there's a... When you have fiat paper currencies as the reserve, there's no clear place to run to. You can... you know, the Chinese are tied to the dollar, so you can't really run there. The Japanese don't want the reserve currency role, and made that clear. The euro could possibly take it, but that's not certain either. So I think they just don't know what to do, Alex. They're worried. but it's not necessarily where they see a solution.
Well, I tell you what, this is only a three-minute break, and I've got to play this clip, so I won't keep you too long, but stay 4 or 5 minutes on the other side, Dr. Roberts, because I want to flesh this out and get your expertise, because this is what you're a real expert on for the listeners, and tell us where you think it's going. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? It sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Look out the window, baby, and I've seen you like to catch. The man is saying Dixie. The man got his hand outstretched. Could be the Fuhrer, could be the Loca.
Thank you, Bob Dylan. Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and I've just been having him on for years. I always say, is there a book we can plug? Is there an article we can plug? No, he just comes on to get the word out, but we'd love to support him in any other way we could. The Future's caught up with us. This is one of the great articles he's written. He writes multiple great reports every week on a wide range of topics. We post them up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We get them from VDare.com and other great places. The story he wrote a few weeks ago was Americans Have Lost Their Country. Excellent piece. And he's a real conservative, like Congressman Ron Paul. In closing, what do you see happening? I mean, is it going to go on forever where Greenspan can double the money supply and then And then Bernanke comes in and says he's going to double it again and then makes the M3 money supply secret. I mean, you were in there setting a lot of that at the Treasury with the Federal Reserve. I mean, how long can it continue with, the dollar's been devalued by 40-something percent, but the general public doesn't even know what that means, but some poor migrant from Mexico does. People in Canada are laughing at us because now Canadian money's worth more than ours. How long is this party going to go with 80-something trillion-dollar obligations?
Well, obviously it can't go on. It can't go on forever, just like Warren Buffett said. Things that can't go on forever won't. And it won't go on forever. It could still be corrected if they would stop running budget deficits and if they would stop this offshoring of production for American markets.
What do you think of Halliburton moving to Dubai?
I think that the Middle East will go against the United States and that they'll be very vulnerable there. But I don't really know. But to come back to this dollar, look, the situation could be still corrected. Doesn't mean that they will. Doesn't mean they'll stop running budget deficits or trade deficits. But keep this in mind. What the whole focus is on our energy dependence. Oh, we're energy dependent. We have Bush running around in South America trying to do ethanol deals. And we have all the big oil companies that are talking now about getting ethanol from trees and grass. And the fact is, the energy deficit is small compared to our deficit in manufactured goods. For example, in 2004, the United States trade deficit in manufactured goods was almost 3.5 times larger than the deficit in crude oil. It was 2.5 times larger than the deficit in mineral fuels, which would include refined gasoline. And I'm not sure they have natural gas in that as well. Just the deficit in vehicles and clothing is 1.4 times.
And then they had a 1.9% drop in the last quarter, and they call that a great booming export business?
Well, there's no booming export business. We have a tremendous deficit. Well, what I'm pointing out is everyone thinks it's because of energy. We have to import the oil. But look, as I said, just...
We get it cheaper than Japan and China.
It doesn't make any difference. I'm talking about the magnitude.
No, I understand. I understand.
On clothes and vehicles is 1.4 times greater than what we spend on importing crude oil. Look, in 2005, the trade deficit, the American trade deficit in manufactured goods was $506 billion. That was 2.8 times the value of the crude oil import.
Yes.
Of $182 billion. So you see, it's not what they tell you. It's not, if we only had energy independence. It's all the offshore production of goods and services for American markets.
Well, isn't that just modern mercantilism?
No. It's American capital chasing absolute advantage in lowest factor cost abroad.
I understand it's short-term gain, but... to have certain sectors that make, and that's what the globalists say, we're going to have certain things made here and certain things put together there, and then that balances and keeps control of everybody, but then it's the multinational corporation that moves into the governmental capacity in that system.
Well, the way it's moving, if that isn't case, in fact, the case is nothing. Nothing will be made here. It'll all be made somewhere else. And I can't see how that's in anyone's interest, really.
I agree with you. Do you think Bush is going to hang on? Do you think Gonzalez will step down? Do you think the Democrats will end up being even worse?
I don't know. I don't think, Alex, as well as I do, that both parties are controlled by the same organized interest groups, AIPAC, the energy, the military-industrial complex. They're the three most powerful. And it's just hard to see.
And they're all in bed together, so.
They're all in bed together, so I don't know what's going to happen. But, look, what was the consequence of Hitler's hubris? He overreached, and he marched into Russia, and he had his Stalingrad. Now, I think these people may have overreached.
What is their Waterloo?
Well, it may be this U.S. attorney thing. It may not have anything to do with the things that most concern us.
Well, I agree with you. I've always said that.
Lies, 9/11, any of those things. It may have to do simply with something like, you know, what's bringing Tony Blair down? It's not all his real crimes. It's this honors for cash deal.
Yeah, some petty bribery deal.
Petty bribery deal. So you don't ever know what's going to, you know, they never got Al Capone for gangsterism. They got him on income tax evasion.
Yeah, they didn't get him for the St. Valentine's Massacre, yeah.
Right. So you don't, we don't know. It may be they've overreached. It may be that it's just too much stuff has happened. And I don't think the Democrats are as likely to cover up for them as the Republicans. And so it just may be too much for the system to absorb. Plus, you know, Democrats are ambitious, too. And so they may want to take them out and be there themselves. Maybe they want all the payoffs from the interest groups rather than letting Bush and Cheney and Halliburton have them.
I agree. All right. Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for popping in with us. We'll talk to you in the next month or so, if you'll grace us. And folks can look for all your great columns all over the Internet. You're very prolific. And thank you for spending time with us.
Enjoyed talking to you, Alex. Goodbye.
Take care. All right. Right back now. Well, we don't now have to air the last 5 minutes tomorrow. We're 5 minutes behind. But here is the bulk where he gets into the neocons and their strategy and who runs the White House and what their agenda is. Congressman Ron Paul, 3.5 years ago, talking about the neocons and how they're not real conservatives. And C-SPAN's banned this video. People have been arrested for distributing this to the police. The police think this video is illegal. I'm not joking. This is the new Soviet America. And it's just a calm doctor, a family doctor reading their quotes. But it scares them. And it should scare them. They're criminals. Here it is.
Who knows where we'll go next? Iran, Syria, North Korea. At the end of the Cold War, the neoconservatives realized a rearrangement of the world was occurring in that our superior economic and military power offered them a perfect opportunity to control the process of remaking the Middle East. It was recognized that a new era was upon us, and the neocons welcome Francis Fukuyama's end of history declaration. To them, the debate was over. The West won, the Soviets lost, old-fashioned communism was dead. Long live the new era of neoconservatism. The struggle may not be over, but the West won the intellectual fight, they reason. The only problem is that the neocons decided to define the philosophy of the victors. They have been amazingly successful in their efforts to control the debate over what Western values are and by what methods they will be spread throughout the world. Communism surely lost a lot with the breakup of the Soviet Empire, but this can hardly be declared a victory for American liberty as the founders understood it. Neoconservatism is not the philosophy of free markets and a wise foreign policy. Instead, it represents big government welfare at home and a program of using our military might to spread their version of American values throughout the world. Since neoconservatives dominate the way the U.S. government now operates, it behooves us all to understand their beliefs and goals. The breakup of the Soviet system may well have been an epic event, but to say that the views of the neocons are the unchallenged victors and that all we need to do is to wait for their implementation is a capitulation to the controlling of the forces of history that many Americans are not yet ready to concede. There is surely no need to do so. There is now a recognized philosophic connection between modern-day neoconservatives and Irving Kristol, Leo Strauss, and Machiavelli. This is important in understanding that today's policies and the subsequent problems will be with us for years to come if these policies are not reversed. Not only did Leo Strauss write favorably of Machiavelli, Michael Ledeen, a current leader of the neoconservative movement, did the same in 1999 in his book with the title, Machiavelli on Modern Leadership, Why Machiavelli Iron Rules Are as Timely and Important Today 5 centuries ago. Ledeen is indeed an influential neocon theorist whose views get a lot of attention today in Washington. His book on Machiavelli, interestingly enough, was passed out to members of Congress attending a political strategy meeting shortly after its publication, and at just about the same time, a clean break was issued. In Ledeen's most recent publication, The War Against the Terror Masters, he reiterates his beliefs he outlined in 1999. He specifically created destruction, both within our society and abroad. Foreigners seeing America undo traditional societies may fear us, for they do not wish to be undone. Amazingly, Ledeen continues, they must attack us in order to survive, just as we must destroy them to advance our historic mission. Close quote. If those words don't scare you, nothing will. If they are not a clear warning, I don't know what could be. It sounds like both sides of each disagreement in the world will be following the principles of preemptive war. The world is certainly a less safe place for it. In Machiavelli on Modern Leadership, Ledeen praises a business leader for correctly understanding Machiavelli. Quote, there are no absolute solutions. It all depends. What is right and what is wrong depends on what needs to be done and how. Close quote. This is a clear endorsement of situation ethics and is not coming from the traditional left. It reminds me of, it depends on what the definition of the word is. Ledeen quotes Machiavelli approvingly on what makes a great leader. Quote, a prince must have no other objectives or other thoughts or take anything for his craft except war. To Ledeen, this meant, quote, the virtue of the warrior are those of great leaders of any successful organization. It's obvious, and that's close quote, it's obvious that war is not coincidental to neocon philosophy, but an integral part. The intellectuals justify it, and the politicians carry it out. There's a precise reason to argue for war over peace, according to Ledeen. For, quote, peace increases our peril by making discipline less urgent, encouraging some of our worst instincts, and depriving us of some of our best leaders. Peace, he claims, is a dream and not even a pleasant one, for it would cause indolence and would undermine the power of the state. Close quote. Although I concede the history of the world is a history of frequent war, to capitulate and give up even striving for peace, believing peace is not a benefit to mankind, is a frightening thought that condemns the world to perpetual war and justifies it as a benefit and necessity. These are dangerous ideas from which no good can come. The conflict of the ages has been between the state and the individual, central power versus liberty. The more restrained the state and the more emphasis on individual liberty, the greater has been the advancement of civilization and general prosperity. Just as man's condition was not locked in place by the times and wars of old and improved with liberty and free markets, there's no reason to believe a new stage for man might not be achieved by believing and working for conditions of peace. The inevitability and so-called need for preemptive war should never be intellectually justified as being a benefit. Such an attitude guarantees the backsliding of civilization. Neocons unfortunately claim that war is in man's nature and that we can't do much about it. So let's use it to our advantage by promoting our goodness around the world through force of arms. That view is anathema to the cause of liberty and the preservation of the Constitution. If it is not loudly refuted, our future will be dire indeed. Ledeen believes man is basic evil and cannot be left to his own desires. Therefore, he must have proper and strong leadership, just as Machiavelli argued. Only then can man achieve good, as Ledeen explains, quote, in order to achieve the most noble accomplishment, the leader may have to enter into evil. This is the chilling insight that has made Machiavelli so feared, admired, and challenging. We are rotten. It's true that we can achieve greatness if and only if we are properly led. Close quote. In other words, man is so depraved that individuals are incapable of moral, ethical, and spiritual greatness, and achieving excellence and virtue can only come from a powerful authoritarian leader. What depraved ideas are these to now be influencing our leaders in Washington? The question Ledeen doesn't answer is, Why do the political leaders not suffer from the same shortcomings in their monopoly on wisdom? Once this trust is placed in the hands of a powerful leader, this neocon argues that certain tools are permissible to use. For instance, quote, this is what Ledeen says, quote, lying is central to the survival of nations and to the success of great enterprises. Because if our enemies can count on the reliability of everything you say, your vulnerability is enormously increased. Close quote. What about the effects of lying on one's own people? Who cares if a leader can fool the enemy? Does calling it strategic deception make lying morally justifiable? Ledeen and Machiavelli argue that it does, as long as the survivability of the state is at stake. Preserving state is their goal, even if personal liberty of all individuals has to be suspended or canceled. Ledeen makes it clear that war is necessary.
Hit pause there. We'll come back and play a few more minutes of it. There's only like 5 minutes left. We'll play it tomorrow. But this is getting so good right here, I'll probably back it up and play it like 10 more minutes tomorrow. And then we'll be done. It's actually a 50-minute, 52-minute speech. And these are quotes by these guys.
See, we have to kill everybody on 9/11. It's for a greater good for our empire.
And that's just what they tell their mid-level people. Up top, they know they're just evil.
We'll be right back talking about our leaders.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to evil. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Remember, if you believe in what we're doing, support us. Go to the video and bookstore at Infowars.com and
Look at all the great new films and books we're carrying, adding new titles every week. The latest is American Blackout, 9/11 Press for Truth, Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11, and Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. It's an info war, and you also need to support those on the front lines of it. We can do a lot more with your support. Go to InfoWars.com, peruse all the specials today, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or get a 15-cent-a-day PrisonPlanet.tv membership, a great activist tool. Download them, burn them to disk, all my films, so much more, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I am personally asking you out there to support us. We live this fight. This is what we do, and all we ask is that you support us because, again, we're growing. We have bigger things we want to do, and we need your support to do that. So please help us in that fight. Purchase as many books and videos as you can. Feel free to make copies of my books and films and get them out to folks in your area. All right, let's let Ron Paul take us out, and then tomorrow we'll air the last 5 minutes of his 52-minute neocon speech that gets everybody in such a tizzy in the New World Order because he reads quotes out of their own books saying they're a bunch of criminals. Here it is.
Dean makes it clear that war is necessary to establish national boundaries because that's the way it's always been done. Who needs progress of the human race? He explains, quote, look at the map of the world. National boundaries have not been drawn by peaceful men leading lives of spiritual contemplation. National boundaries have been established by war, and national character has been shaped by struggle, most often bloody struggle, close quote. Yes, but who is to lead the charge and decide which borders we are to fight for? What about the borders 6,000 miles away, unrelated to our own contiguous borders and our own national security? Stating a relative truism regarding the frequency of war throughout history should hardly be the moral justification for expanding the concept of war to settle man's disputes. How can one call this progress? Machiavelli, Ledeen, and the neocons recognize a need to generate a religious zeal for promoting the state. This, he claims, is especially necessary when force is used to promote an agenda. It's been true throughout history and remains true today. Each side of major conflicts invoke God's approval. Our side refers to a crusade, theirs to a holy jihad. Too many wars boil down to their God against our God. It seems this principle is more a cynical effort to gain approval from the masses, especially those most likely to be killed, for the sake of the war promoters on both sides who have power, prestige, and wealth at stake. Ledeen explains why God must always be on the side of the advocates of war. Quote, without fear of God, no state can last long, for the dread of eternal damnation keeps men in line, causes them to honor their promises, and inspires them to risk their lives for the common good. Close quote. It seems dying for the common
good. Look, we're going to back this up 10 minutes, and I'm just going to air 20 minutes of it in the first hour tomorrow. This is too powerful, because I want to analyze each point. Also, these are literal, pot-bellied, rotten-muscled, green-skinned chicken necks, these neocons. None of them have fought. They're all cowards. I've read about them. They all live little sequestered lives, never even been in fistfights, folks. These are literal wimps. So, of course, they think war's real cool, fighting's real cool, as any piece of trash does. Okay, real warriors don't like to have to go to war. And then you expand on it. This is a war of empire to go dominate and enslave people. And by the way, the same people that are launching this war are abolishing the U.S. sovereignty with the NAU, North American Union. So it's played 5 minutes yesterday, about 40 minutes today. I'm going to come back tomorrow in the first hour, play more of this, analyze it. We got DV Kid joining us a lot more. God bless you all. Get Terror Storm. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.